73 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in Greenville, Michigan at Hanson Feed and Seed on the north side of Greenville. The address is 6672 South Greenville Road, but we're on the north side of Greenville. It's M91 that heads right up to M46.
That's right. We are not only live, but this is the Spartan Mobile Studio that's touring Michigan, and we're doing Spartan stores. We're doing all kinds of stores, but Spartan's one of our proud sponsors, and they have actually not lined up a store for us today, so we got lucky, and we got into a tech and a good one dealer.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, Hanson up here has got a lot of stuff going on. If you're coming by this way on the north side of Greenville, you know, stop by. This is a feed and seed store as well as Greenville Steel is here. But with regard to the feed and seed, large and small, feed your animal. They got it all, man. Cows, pigs, horses, dogs, cats, wild birds. I saw a cat in there that is not missing any meals. He's got to weigh 15 pounds if he weighs an ounce.
And he's got three eyes. Did you notice that?
No,
he's
didn't.
He's got one right up above the... Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, just look for the Budweiser stuff. We've got Mr. Budweiser here, Jeff Fuller, and he's going to be coming on the fourth segment from Westside Beer, and he's got a cool story for us. So look for all the Budweiser stuff, because today we're pounding the Buds. We've got yipping dogs driving by. I love doing outdoor remotes, you know. I hope there's no, like, gang shootings or anything right now, because, you know, Greenville's got a big gang program.
Yeah, that hungry dog's coming this way. He wants some of that Nutro or Diamond or Sport Mix dog food.
I think he can smell the greenies on the counter.
Yeah, exactly. But again, Hanson Feed and Seed on the north side of Greenville, they got everything you need. If you're headed to the cottage for the weekend, stop by, grab some chow for the dog. We're going to be doing some live grilling out here. The smoker's
going. We're doing it. We're doing it. The smoke is rolling across M91 right now. It's happening.
Our friends at Sage's Meats Processing and Catering have brought by some of their homemade sausages and brats, and we're going to be smoking those up, and they'll be ready, what, about 11, right?
About an hour we're going to have something going on. But I know Mr. Sage. I did work for him years ago, and cool guy. There's another family business, just, you know, these solid citizens that they process a lot of meat. That's a big operation there, and it's not far from us here, but Sage's Meats, good quality stuff. They do a lot of very unique custom butchering there. So we want to make sure and thank him for donating all of our food today. We're going to have some of his sausage, and I'll guarantee you're going to like that sausage.
You know, our friends at D&W Fresh Markets have some specials going on meat this weekend. You want to get out there. They got a great deal on semi-boneless country-style pork ribs or pork steak at $2.79 a pound. That's at all your D&W stores. You know, one of the little different thing that I like, they have a turkey tenderloin roast, and it's about 3 inches around, about a foot long, and they're prepackaged and pre-seasoned. You've seen them in pork, but they've actually got turkey ones from Genio Turkey on sale for $6.99 each. Makes a really healthy meal.
Is that like an Irish turkey?
I don't know.
Genio Turkey.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the turkey loin, so I don't know. But then our friends at Family Fair, you can get a full rack of ribs for $8.99. That's a deal. They're not selling them by the pound. They're selling them by the package. So a full rack of ribs for the family, depending on how many hungry teenagers you got, that'll feed three or four people for $9.
So are those spares or baby backs?
Those are baby backs. It's a full rack of baby back ribs for $8.99 each. And then they also have that same marinated turkey there for $6.99 as well at our Family Fair stores.
Then it is Irish.
Yeah. Is it?
Marinated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, however you realize that, Bob, that's good for me, man.
Marinated in a little Guinness, probably.
Family Fair has one other special you all need to know about, is chicken thighs and drumsticks, individual packages of them. 10 pounds for $10, $1 a pound. I tell you what, I did some chicken thighs on the grill this week for some friends. We had them over, and I cooked those things real low heat, seasoned them up with some of the Three Little Pigs Memphis rub. One of the tricks that you taught me, Bob, was peeling that skin back and putting the seasoning right on the meat and then laying the skin back over the top and seasoning the skin really on both sides, if you will.
I can't take credit for that.
Well,
Rob taught you that.
Well, I can't remember. I was with you when I learned it. But doing that and cooking them slow on an indirect heat, they weren't over the fire. They were on the grill. If you got left and right side on your gas grill, because I did these on gas, because that was all my friend had. I was at their house. So I put the chicken on the left with no heat under it, and on the right, fired the grill up to high. It was around 250, 275 for about an hour and 15 minutes. Those things turned out so juicy and so good because with that indirect heat, the skin kind of settles right down and gets over the top of that thigh, and it was great. And they couldn't believe that chicken thighs could be that good. And it's a very affordable meat, 10 pounds for 10 bucks,
yeah,
man.
About an hour and a half.
Right. Yep.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
It was. It was really good, and it's easy. It's one of those set it and forget it. You don't get flare-ups because the chicken's not over the flame, but yet it heats it enough that the grease drips off. And I tell you what, it was a fantastic recipe.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Well, it was tasty. I don't know how exciting it was, but I had plenty of time to have a couple Budweisers while we were doing that. Yeah.
You can't say Budweiser over the air.
Well, I just did.
Oh.
You know, the other thing that's going on at our D&W and family fairs is today's grocery day for a lot of people. They'll hit the grocery store on Saturdays. If you spend $100 in groceries, they'll give you a certificate for 50 cents off a gallon at their D&W or family fair gas station.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, you knock $50. I think there's some limitations on that. Make sure you read them. But the D&W quick stops and the family fair quick stops, you can get 50 cents off a gallon, and that helps everybody when they're running around on a Saturday.
I notice next week Spartan's got Tender Ridge Boneless Top Round London Broil or Round Roast for $3.99 a pound, and that's at YMCA Metro. That's a pretty good deal. Love their meats, man. So we're in meat heaven. And speaking of meat, this week I did something. I love playing around, and my wife bought a pack of pork chops, and I got to say, she didn't go to my favorite Spartan store for the pork chops. She ducked out and went to the wrong place. And there are some purveyors of meat that put the nice-looking pork chops on top, and they take you. Because underneath the nice pork chops, there's pork steak. It's really bad cuts. And shame on you if you're doing that as a grocery store, because you're ticking off Barbecue Bob. Anyway, I'm not going to buy my meat there. I tell her not to shop there. But anyway, I'm off on a tangent. You got to really watch, if you're in some of these places, how they package their meat, because you don't want to end up with a bunch of pork steak if you think you bring a nice chops home.
Hey, Bob, I got to cut in on this, because that's the one I forgot the most, is that our friends at the Family Fair store, they've got Spartan Fresh Natural Pork Loin Chops, the good ones that
that's
you're talking
what you
about.
Want.
For $1.98 a pound.
See, now I'm even madder.
Yeah, that is a steal.
I hope you're listening, Maureen. Anyway, lecture's over. So, to make the bad story good, I took those mediocre chops, and I put some of this Carolina rub on them. It's something from Old World Spices. You've got to find it at places like Hanson here or maybe Zager's. I do believe that Garrett's now has the whole Old World Spice line in.
Right.
And this is the Carolina sweet Carolina mine, and it's a really nice yellow rub. It's a phenomenal taste. I threw them on the gas grill on my tech. What I did was I put a little bit of garlic oil on the face and a little that sweet Carolina on there, and I seared them up real nice and then slowed them down, and I took a blueberry barbecue sauce and I smeared it all over them, just a nice light glaze. Let that stay on for a minute, and then I took some of that balsamic from Old World Olive Press. I took some of their standard balsamic vinegar, and I put it on top of that raspberry or blueberry barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
and I brushed it in, and the two of those combined with that savory smoke, oh my gosh, it was just perfect. Balsamic on top of a barbecue sauce that might be a little too sweet or a little boring, just totally bang.
Makes a pop.
I'm telling you. My mouth's watering just thinking of how beautiful that combination with. Love balsamics anyway, and ever since going into the Old World Olive Press in Rockford and tasting all the varieties they have, I mean, I'm just totally on the balsamic bandwagon.
Yeah, I tell you what, it puts a pop on food like you just can't explain unless you've done it. And
yeah.
It's almost like the good one. You know, I mean,
until you do it,
right.
You don't know what you're missing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
And that's the way it is with a lot of things in life, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Back to the blanket and the bottle of wine at Deer Camp. We're not doing that this year, Randy. I just want to give you a heads up on that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we are doing. We're going to, in the next segment, we're going to be coming up with our cowboy, Rob Russell, going to be doing his garlicky chicken wings. I think that you guys want to stay tuned for that, because that is a great little taste tempter that you're doing is those garlic pork chops.
That's right. And we have Jeff Fuller from Westside Beer Distributing, who has a really cool Budweiser campaign. I love these cans. We're going to talk with Jeff. He's a buddy of mine. He has been my daughter's soccer coach for years, and just outstanding citizen. He's taught me a lot about beer. So that's coming up. We're gonna be talking to one of the big beer heads of West Michigan.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to do a grilled. We talked about those pork chops and that they're on sale at D&W and Family Fair.
Are you
Fair.
Getting kickbacks or what?
No, but I like pork on the grill. It grills up very good. It works well with those balsamics, but I've got a grilled honey garlic chop that I made this week as well on the grill that I want to share with everybody because it was easy and it turned out really good. Really good.
Pork, the other white meat.
That's right. But stick with us. We're at Hanson Seed and Feed. We're at north of Greenville on 6672 South Greenville Road. We're out here live outside in the parking lot. We got the smoker going out front. The smoke's just bellowing. We got some sausages on there, going to be ready about 11. You'll see the land yacht out there sitting parallel to or perpendicular to the road.
And these folks have deals on all the Tech grills, the Goodwin grills, sauces and rubs. If you're within any earshot of this signal, drive to Greenville because they've got sales right now. If you want to get Father something really nice for Father's Day, come on and get one of these G-Sports. You can pick one up for about $1,400 today. I would highly recommend doing that because it's the world's greatest gas grill, and you can't get anything like 100% infrared anywhere else than right here today at Hanson Feed and Seed, and that's a Tech infrared. So we've also got Goodwin smokers for they're typically $11.99. They're like $1,050 today. Gosh, they've got they're bringing a big trailer, and they're going to have their trailer smokers on sale here in another couple of weeks. This place is exploding with barbecue. Greenville could become the next barbecue central. And so if you're anywhere within the Greenville area, stop in today. We're going to feed you. You might even get a free Budweiser. And I see Mr. Fuller's got a bag full of Budweiser tricks here, so we got T-shirts and all kinds of cool stuff. If you're a Bud fan, come on in because we got a real cool story for you coming up in the next hour.
Yeah, get up here, Hanson Seed and Feed, north of Greenville. It's actually a South Greenville Road address, but we're north of Greenville. You know, the grilling guys are going to be out and about doing with the Spartan Mobile Grill throughout the summer. Jump on our website, thegrillingguys.com, and you'll see the Spartan banner up there. And click on that, and you'll be able to take you right to the site where we're going to be and when throughout the summer. We're going with Spartan clear through Halloween, and we're going to be doing some cool remotes all over the city and all over the state, actually. We're going to be down to Hastings, maybe out to Granville, all the way to Grand Haven,
Coast Guard Festival.
So grilling guys are going to be live and mobile in a lot of places this summer.
That's right. You'll want to make sure you hit us on Facebook, and that's the Grilling Guys. That's Facebook's / The Grilling Guys. And the first five people to friend us this morning, you're going to get a Kogel's Fire Up That Grill 2-package 8-count Kogel Vienna certificate. Good at many, many stores. We are the Grilling Guys. We're live today, and we're on WBBL 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11. Follow me on Twitter, The Grilling Guy, or check us out at thegrillingguys.com. And we're going to see you after the top of the hour. Stick around. We've got some really great vendors that are going to talk to you right now. We'll see you in a minute.